Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here in our Midtown studio, Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker into our 9 o'clock hour here in the High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. So glad that you're with us. And, my goodness, we got a lot of games. If you missed the first half of this show, first 2 hours, you've missed a whole lot. We've had the executive director of the Georgia High School Association, Dr. Robin Hines.
Pac-Man.
We just had Adam Pac-Man Jones telling tales of the West Side and talking about Westlake on the South Side and Westlake High School back in the day. So it was great having those guests both join us. But, Coach, it's time for us to catch up on some scores, and there's some surprises. And some teams that are still with a good lead. One of them you just mentioned to me.
Yeah, Pebblebrook up 31-7 in the third quarter of East Coweta. I mean, I'm really impressed with this Pebblebrook team. I've wanted to be impressed all year about them. They're 5-0-1, but then you just say, well, you know that. But man, they are putting it on a very good East Coweta team. 31-7. Colquitt County woke up, and they're now up 35-18 at halftime over Alcove. For people who were concerned about that,
yeah.
Roswell really taking it to Cherokee in the GPB game, 27-7 in the second quarter. You know, in a game that's near and dear to me, Dawson County up 31-14 over Gilmer. That's another mountain team up there.
Yep.
Dawson County, my old coach, Sid Maxwell, winning 31-14 over Gilmer. Carrollton, we mentioned this one earlier, but Carrollton is now at the half, up 56-7 over Paulding County. Man. Carrollton going for that Paulding County championship.
Yeah, they are. They're trying to wrap that up tonight. I got a second quarter score, maybe farther along now, but Cedar Grove 21, Lounge 7.
Yeah, that's at the half now.
Yeah, at the half. That's a halftime score now.
And Harrelson County up 28-0 on Callaway. We're probably not doing that justice like I did, but that's an equally score that stands out like, wow.
It really does.
Harrelson County 28, Callaway 0.
We talked about how some teams – get a certain team's number,
and
they found a way to beat them, and so that may be what we're looking at tonight.
South Cobb scored and I guess went for two. I'm sorry, Kennesaw Mountain scored and went for two over South Cobb. Kennesaw Mountain, you know, was down 7-0 to South Cobb. Now it's 8-7, Kennesaw Mountain winning. So I guess Kennesaw Mountain got the touchdown and then went for two. How about that?
Yep.
And took the lead 8-7. That's a great decision when it works, Sam.
Yeah.
When it works, that's a great – everybody thinks you're a genius. Man, when it doesn't, it's really the opposite.
Yeah, it's a difficult time when it doesn't work for you.
You don't look like – you know, people get on you when you fake punt or doing that stuff. And, well, why'd you do that? And I always thought, well, you know, if I'd have known it wasn't going to work, I wouldn't have done it, I promise. You know, we'll be prepared for it to work.
Down in Fayette County got a halftime score. Whitewater, 42. McIntosh, nothing. That is a halftime score from down in Fayette County. Let's keep that one. Burke County, 35. Harlem, 7. That's a halftime score as well. And speaking of we got another halftime score, Stevenson and Miller Grove. As a matter of fact, the guy who's at that game has got an update for us. Let's get into our halftime updates.
This is a live sideline report.
Sam and Chris, Dede Lewis for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show. Guys, we got an exciting one here at Hofford Stadium between Stevenson and Miller Grove. It was actually Stevenson eventually going up 14-7 in the first quarter. Miller Grove's defense finally kicking in, and they held them to that 14 points, and then eventually tacking on another score themselves. Jacoby Presley with a 26-yard rushing touchdown, and we're all tied up 14 apiece with a minute 31 to go here in the second quarter. And again, again, we've got an exciting one going on. I got a feeling we're going to have more fireworks popping off in the second half of this one. From Hoffer Stadium in Clarkston, Georgia, I'm Dede Lewis for the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, thanks a lot, Dede. Keeping well, nobody scored while he was
on. Yeah, sounds like he's got a good one, though.
Yeah, he does
but
have
nobody
a good
did score a touchdown while he was on. Hey, I got some news for you, Sam. You'll appreciate this story. Gunnar Stockton, who's the quarterback at Rabun County, highly recruited young man. He is tonight. They're beating Grovetown. Rabun County leading Grovetown 31-0 in the third quarter. But Gunnar Stockton has broken Deshaun Watson's state record of 218 total touchdowns in his career.
Whoa.
Apparently, he just scored number 219.
Man.
That's a lot of touchdowns.
That's a lot of touchdowns. Congratulations to him.
I mean, you know, and these passing records, which, you know, 15 or 20 years ago felt like they got broken every year. Now, because of Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence and some of these people who've come through, I mean, these are some very high numbers that you probably had to have started all 4 years as a freshman. That's probably not maybe 10 quarterbacks in the state of Georgia out of 400-something schools that are starting freshmen this year, to put it in perspective. It just rarely happens. And you'd have to dominate all 4 years.
Yeah,
And it's just – so the to break anything that starts with Deshaun Watson or Trevor Lawrence in the state of Georgia is a big deal.
Yeah,
and congratulations to that young man.
Absolutely. He has had a simply phenomenal career. And congratulations to him for that notoriety. We've got a couple of scores from out in the west side. West Georgia, Bowden 7, North Cobb Christian nothing. That's a halftime score. We got Heard County 28, Temple 7. That is a halftime score as well. Villa Rica 35, North Springs nothing at the half. And Mount Zion 14, Gordon Lee 10. Those are games that are also halftime score games out in the western edge of the area.
How about this one? At halftime, North Hall 30, Lumpkin County 0. So Dr. Hines and them, the 100 butts they smoke and all that, I'm sure it was wonderful, but it's not helping
the team get some points on the board. No,
Lumpkin down 30-0. That's a good North Hall team. No shame in that.
Very good, very good. Well, Eric Slaughter, I believe, has an update for us from his game right now. That is North Paulin and Marietta.
This is a live sideline report.
Reporting from the den at North Paulding High School, this is Eric Slaughter for 92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show. Our halftime score is the Marietta Blue Devils 26, the North Paulding Wolfpack 21. But right now, I'm joined by the athletic director of North Paulding, Dr. Ryan Dyer here. And coach, this is an amazing atmosphere here at North Paulding. Tell the listeners of 92.9 The Game about the specialness of North Paulding High School.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for being here. First of all, you guys do such a phenomenal job. This is the best place in the state to work just because of our community. You know, I've been here 11 years, and it keeps getting better every year, as you can see in our stands and the way they show up, good or bad.
Now, A.D. Dyer, tell the listeners, because we all know what it's about to come here on a Friday night, see the bands perform, eat a hot dog and a hamburger, but nobody understands the day-to-day operation that goes into getting this game to go at 7:30 on a Friday night. That's a week-long process. Give me a brief synopsis of how that goes.
Man, it is crazy. So, you know, you got to have support from your spouse and your kids and family, and it's just a, you know, I have such a good support team that supports me in administration. It takes everybody. It takes a village. It's an all-week process. Today we started at 7 a.m. out here setting up, and, you know, it pays off when you look around and you see your community smiling.
All right, now let's turn our attention to tonight's contest. Offensive explosions by both teams. You have a heck of a running back in Mr. Jalen Poe. Talk about that young man. He's got 3 TDs just in the first half.
Well, the thing I love about Jalen, and Coach Stark will tell you, he's a great athlete, but walking around the school building, he always says hi to his teachers, his administrators, and just a phenomenal young man.
All right, we're getting ready for a second half. We got the Blue Devils band entertaining the crowd. Ready for that Wolfpack band to come up next. What kind of show can we expect out of the Wolfpack band?
Oh, they're great. They're great. They travel everywhere we go with football. They're everywhere, and they just do a great job. Mr. Mack does a wonderful job coordinating them.
Well, I want to thank A.D. Dyer and his 2 kids. You can watch us on the 92.9 The Game Facebook and Instagram. This is Eric Slaughter. I'm from the den at North Paulding High School, and this is 92.9 The Game's Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, thanks a lot, Eric, for really bringing us up to speed on the game, but also things happening at North Paulding.
Yeah, the AD. I mean, that was a nice, you know, insight of what happens. I think, you know, at the high school level, as you take for granted, all that stuff just shows up. All those gatekeepers, all those officials, the security. you know, all the people in the concession stand. They did talk about hot dogs, but no fish sandwiches, I don't guess, at North Paulding. But they got to have something over there. We got to get Eric to tell us what the specialty is. But I like hearing those things because it's so neat, Sam, to explain to people how many people it takes to make these things go. Even in, you know, at North Paulding versus Marietta, hundreds of people made this game go tonight. You know, we hear about the head coach a lot or the one-star player, like I just talked about Gunnar Stockton. But the reality is a bunch of people right. make these things go and win or lose, you know, so kids can play. And it's nice to get a chance to highlight them. Athletic director, tough job.
I really liked it
when I was coaching because then I was busy, so somebody else had to do that athletic director stuff, you know, even though I was the athletic director.
Right.
It got a little harder when I quit coaching. I was just athletic director.
I was like, man,
I don't know about all this. It's a lot of work.
Because everybody comes at you.
Everybody comes at you. They didn't bother me when I was coaching. They thought I was busy. Tell them a little bit about Early County, Sam.
What's happening in Early County? They're supposed to play Fitzgerald. And they're not playing that game. And I just saw something on Twitter. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it's in Fitzgerald. I'm looking at that. And I've seen Fitzgerald team. If I had to play them, I'd have found a way to make the field look like this too. but it is underwater, man.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they got to that. I don't know how they got to that.
Is that something?
That's a lot of water.
And according to Twitter, no game tonight. It will be rescheduled. And so we found an update on that. When something pops up tonight saying that they've rescheduled the game, we'll be sure and pass that along. We talked about how it rained all week here, and we thought we might be swimming at some of the games tonight. But here we go. I got an update here. They had originally the Friday night's game, and this is from the Early County Twitter page. Friday's game that was moved to Saturday has now been moved to Monday at 6 o'clock.
Well, yeah, they're not going to have this thing I'm looking at ready by tomorrow.
No.
Monday might be more realistic. Wow.
Yeah.
That's something else.
Is that something?
I got a Henry County schools update here.
Okay.
Stockbridge is up 6-0 over Dutchtown at halftime. At halftime, Hampton 7, Mount Zion 0. And Northside, that's Warner Robins, up 27-3 over Luella at the half. And in a game that's going to be a tight one in Henry County tonight, Jones County 25, Ola 22. Now, that Jones County's really good. They're probably the favorite to win that region. If Ola could beat them, that would throw a real wrench into it. And looks like Fayette County's up 16-0 on McDonough. McDonough's had a nice team this year. I think they're 4-2. McDonough's had a nice start to the season. But our buddy Nick Davis at Fayette County got them going, and they're up 16-0.
All right.
Those are all halftime scores.
All halftime scores. But that one, those are some of the games that we're keeping an eye on for you and let you know how things are going as they progress. Pinecrest Academy 20-0 over Harvester Christian. Mount Vernon 21-7 leaders over Hebron Christian. That's a third quarter score in that particular game. Langston Hughes is 27-7. That's the score we have in that one. That score may have changed over North Atlanta. And that game should be in the second half now.
Yeah, it looks like Commerce is over Towns County, 20-14. That's a game we're keeping an eye on. And in the John Reed Bowl, dubbed by Sam Crenshaw, it is Rome 35, East Paulding 0.
Okay. East Paulding 0 in that particular game. There was another one I was looking for.
I'll tell you another one stands out to me, Sam. A team we've brought up a lot that doesn't have a great record is Alpharetta High School.
Yeah.
You know, Alpharetta played the most brutal non-region schedule I can remember. I mean, they played Hoover. They played North Cobb. They played Milton. They played Collins Hill. They played all of them. And now they're playing Woodstock in their region. They're up 44-0. So if you want to make the argument of why you would play those games, it's because when you get into the region play, now you're used to playing at that elite speed, and, you know, maybe you're more prepared. But for a team that's really lost a lot of games this year that I know they were outmanned in,
right?
Congrats to them for having a nice night so far tonight.
Okay. Those are some of the games. We're at halftime going into the second half. We'll keep up with them, have more updates for you, and also check on our super – on our pick six rankings brought to you by Hoots Wings. You stay with us here on this Friday night of the High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Back inside our Midtown studios, here's Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker with you for the High School Scoreboard Show. A lot of our games are hitting halftime. I'm getting a lot of people who are texting me at from games, and I got a few updates to pass along. Got one here, Lithia Springs over Jackson, 8-0 second quarter. Thanks, Chip, for that one. And I got some other folks who is a coach. I don't know if anybody's sending you.
Oh, they text me all the time, man. I try to keep up with them, but mostly just people telling me to pick and score, you know. Pickens winning over Ridgeland, by the way.
There we go. We want to make sure you get that
They heard that one. South Paulding's up 14-6 on Douglas County. And Douglas County comes in that game undefeated. That's right. In the third quarter. Excited to see how that one pans out. That's going to be a good one. And in a game for state pride, Valdosta Valdosta having a tough year. They got a great team, great program, but just having a tough year.
They got a TV show.
Yeah, but they're putting it on west side of Jacksonville, 28-6 at halftime. So a little bit at Georgia-Florida pride, you know. We got to pull for them tonight.
Yeah, how about that?
Excited to see that. South Forsyth 16 and West Forsyth 10. You know, West Forsyth had a strange year. They're really, really talented, really, really good football team. Played a tough schedule, won some, lost some, and maybe won some you thought they'd have lost and lost some they thought they'd win, but now they're into their Forsyth part of their schedule. You know,
right,
they lost
right.
to North Forsyth last week on a field goal, and now down by 6 to South Forsyth. That'll be a game to keep an eye on.
Keep an eye on that one. I'm seeing Jefferson, people watching them, they're taking on Cedar Shoals, and it's 14-9 Jefferson's leading at halftime in that particular game. I don't know why.
That's a little closer than I would have thought.
Malachi Stark's not playing this game for Jefferson.
It makes a difference.
It does make he makes a difference. Whatever he's
tell you something I learned a long time ago, Sam. The players make a difference. The players make a difference. It's not all about these coaches.
Yeah, they do.
The players make a difference.
Halftime score: Cedar Grove 24, Lowndes 21.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the thing, Sam. Cedar Grove's got a great team. But the longer these games stay tight, the advantage to the bigger school.
Right.
And I mean, I'm not pulling for or against either one of them. I'm just calling it like I see it. But it's easier for a team like Cedar Grove to start out up 14-0 or start out 21-7 than to maintain it because they don't have the same number of football players.
True.
That Lowndes is going to have. Lowndes is probably going to roll in 55 to 60 guys at some point in the game and probably 25 or 30 really quality guys. And Cedar Grove's going to roll out 15 or 20 quality guys and maybe 40 overall guys. Now, I'll tell you what, Cedar Grove's 15 or 20 quality guys better than anybody.
Yeah.
But the depth makes it hard. Kind of like what you see from Georgia State and teams like that, when they can come in and shock the bigger school for a period of time, and then usually it just kind of the team with more depth and whatever can take away. So I think the longer that game stays close, the advantage is to Lowndes.
We watch and see what happens with that one, especially playing at their place.
Playing at their place.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. That's
well, I commend Cedar Grove for this schedule.
Oh, yeah.
I know they didn't have much of a probably – they didn't have many options to play, I'm sure. Nobody want to play a team that talented in 3A. But for a 3A team, they ran the gauntlet. They've been to Moultrie. They've now been to Valdosta. I mean, you know, they're not scared to play anybody. You got to give them that.
They are. They will take them on. And Cedar Grove, of course, they got that reputation because what they've done in recent years and been a dominant team. We mentioned South Paulding. What's the score with Douglas County, the last score you got? I got a 21-6 score.
21-6, that's right.
21-6 the score in that game. Sprayberry and Lassiter all tied at 14. That is a third quarter score. We mentioned Pope was up 15-0. They're up now 22-0. Over Wheeler in their game. Cambridge still moving along. They have a 21-0 lead fourth quarter over Sequoia.
Cambridge got a nice team and a good defense. Man, they don't give up many points.
Not many at all. They're in the same region with these guys, with River Ridge, who's up now 17-13. With Creekview, I think that's.
Got an update on that one. Creekview up 20-17.
Right back up on.
Creekview scored right back. And in the game from our friends at Peachtree TV, Calhoun and Blessed Trinity playing a great game. Calhoun and then go to the half. Calhoun up 20-14, but we're getting to watch some of that as we see all these other things going on. And I'm really impressed with both these teams, Sam.
Yep.
I'm gonna tell you what, that Region One in 5A, Region One has Ware County, Warner Robins, and Coffey all in one region.
Man.
And then in Region, I think it's Region Seven that they're in, is Cartersville, Calhoun, and Blessed Trinity all in one region. And I'm telling you what,
yep,
the folks that line up with that region in the playoffs,
yep,
they're gonna be disappointed. You know, I mean, they worked all year to get that seed or two seed or whatever it is. Yeah, they're going to look across and see the third best team in that region is about the fifth best team in the state.
Yep.
And just, you know, that's how it works out. But in that classification in particular, there's just six teams that are phenomenal, adding Creekside in another region, and you got seven great teams, but six of those teams are in two regions.
Unbelievable. You know?
And so these games are going to really matter. So this Calhoun-Blessed Trinity game is going to come down to the wire, and whoever wins it has a much greater chance of being successful in the playoffs than whoever loses it. That's just a fact.
There's a fact. There's a fact of that. When Stone Mountain, they're on their way at a lead, when they get on their way to a win, 18-7 over Northview. That is a second quarter score. Should be an update for that. We'll watch to see if we get an update on that one and pass that along to you. Cass 14, Woodland Cartersville nothing. That is a third quarter score in that game as well.
One to keep an eye on, Daugherty in Albany. Been 5-0 on the season. Had some nice wins. They're down 21-6 to Bainbridge. So if that score holds, that'd be their first loss of the season. You know, checking around some other scores. You see St. Pius is up 29-0 on Lithonia. Jonesboro 35-0 on Forest Park. Ware County. I mentioned Ware County and Coffee. Ware County just scored again to go up 21-3. 21-3. Ware County over Coffee. That's a surprising score to me, Sam. I felt like it was going to be a lot closer than that at this moment. And I know Coffee's good. They can come back and get it closer. But I really thought that game would be neck and neck the entire game. And it hasn't been, doesn't look like. So congrats to my friend Coach Strickland and Ware County on a good showing so far.
Yep, so far. We got some updates now from a couple of games that our guys are covering. Let's check in with Dylan Matthews, who's out there at Eastside.
This is a live sideline report.
Sam and Chris, Dylan Matthews here for the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We have a football game on our hands, fellas. The Eastside Eagles now lead the Loganville Red Devils 10-9, and this was an interesting opening drive for the Loganville Red Devils. Came down, of course, sticking to the game plan, running down the throats of the Eastside Eagles. And they got some help, too, not from the Eastside football team, but from the Eastside band. A personal conduct penalty on the Eastside band for playing while the Loganville Red Devils were on offense. That helped after the Loganville Red Devils fumbled a snap. That got that yardage back and more. Then Avery Hamilton and Solomon Leslie capped off the drive with some big runs. Jalen McCray, 11-yard touchdown run to make it 10-9. Extra point blocked, though, by the Eastside Eagles. So that's our score here as we dwindle down towards the end of the third quarter. 10-9 here at Homer Sharp Stadium. We got a good one. I'll be back with more Sam and Chris. It's Dylan Matthews for the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back to you guys.
Thanks a lot, Dylan.
Hey, did I hear that right, Sam? He say the band got a penalty?
Band got a penalty. Usually the band gets warnings.
I'm just going to tell you.
Did the band get penalized?
Garrett going to have to get that censor button ready if I'm going to tell you what I would have said if the band director and the band got us a penalty. Yeah. We're going to get plenty of penalties on our own without adding more from people in the bleachers. You know, we don't need any help from them.
Oh, my goodness, that's
crazy.
You got to pay attention to what's happening. You got to pay attention.
But, you know, that's what's great about being at a game. You know, we're looking at these scores, but we got three people out at games doing a great job giving us – kind of painting the picture for us what's happening. You don't really see that stuff unless you're at the game. You know, just kind of really the flow of what changed things. And so really excited when Garrett, you know, we give Garrett a hard time and Dylan, but it's exciting to hear what Garrett has to say when he's out there and Dylan, Eric, Day-Day, all of them, because they can really tell us some things that we can't get from just getting these score up.
Right. You get the score. Yeah. We always get a – and that certainly doesn't show up in the box score.
No, and I mean, we had a couple weeks ago the athletic director tackled somebody.
Right.
Tried to run on the field. Now we got the band got a penalty. I mean, hey, if you want something to happen at your game, just invite 929 the game. We'll come to your game.
Yeah.
We'll send a report or something. Something fun's going to happen.
Something's going to break loose. We got that. All right, here we got who always has something happen when at his game. Day-Day Lewis out in DeKalb County.
This is a live sideline report.
Sam and Chris, Day-Day Lewis for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show. And here in the third quarter, it's Miller Grove with two gut punches. Jaden Brown adding to his touchdown total. He now has three tonight. He had a punt return here in the third quarter for a touchdown, and then on a fourth and goal, the Wolverines go to Brown, and he punches it in, and it's a 28-14 lead in favor of Miller Grove. Man, 4:56 to go here in the third quarter. Let's see how Stevenson responds. For the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris, I'm Day-Day Lewis on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, thanks a lot, Day-Day, out there with Stevenson. Undefeated coming into this game, but right now Miller Grove got them on the ropes.
That's a great job so far by Miller Grove. If they can finish that off, it'd be a good win for them. You know, Pac-Man talked about bragging rights and community, and these are places that are fairly close together, and, you know, there's some of that. So I don't know. I need to look that up before I speak, but it's probably been a while since Miller Grove beat Stevenson.
It's been a while since they beat them in football. Now, basketball has been different.
It's a high school football scoreboard show.
We're
not talking about basketball.
I know it.
In North Paulding, I know Eric's going to give us an update, but North Paulding just scored to go. He tweeted it out that North Paulding just scored to go up on Marietta, 28-26. So looks like all of our games are turning out to be nice.
Some games are going to go right down to the wire, right down to the fourth quarter. It's what you want. Like you said, it's that time of year, and the games mean so much because you're trying to play now in your region. You're trying to get in that seeding position, first of all, to secure your spot in the postseason, but then to get your best possible spot in the postseason. And it's something that we really see some people work on. We talked about some coaches and some opportunities. And when we were getting ready for the show tonight, we talked about Georgia Southern and the situation down there. Coach Kevin Whitley, who people know for coaching high school in our area, both at Creekside and Stockbridge, doing a great job, an assistant. And just as fate would have it, Coach Lunsford is dismissed. He gets to be the interim. And they win the first game.
Yeah.
That's and you rarely hear someone going from coaching at the high school level to coaching at the Division I level, you know, especially at the FCS level. And he didn't go straight from that, but he's got the opportunity to do it. If you get land in that situation, and Georgia Southern's doing a nationwide search for their next coach, and
right.
There are a lot of guys who are at the top of the food chain, the list for that. But just in his situation, what do you do?
Well, the first thing you do is just do the best you can do for the kids on the team. And I know he's got 18 to 22-year-olds now, and he used to have 15 to 18-year-olds, but they're still kids in that regard that it's not their fault that the adults couldn't work it out, whether it was too many losses or off-field issues or whatever reason why a coach might not be there. It's not those people in that locker room's fault. And so whoever becomes the interim's got to rally all the other coaches to focus on these young folks and get them right. And I think that's a high school or college thing. There's more of a microscope on you in the college level, and especially at the FBS level. But, you know, my hat's off to Coach Witt, who I know personally, a good man, and it doesn't shock me one bit that he's doing a great job at this, Sam. He went to Stockbridge, he went to Creekside, and just did a phenomenal job. And I think a misconception that people have that may not follow high school football, so they may not be listening to us tonight, but people that follow it know it's not much difference between the high school and the college game and the coaching. It's not what people think. The difference in the level. The NFL level is totally different for how they play, how they practice, how they do everything is totally different. But college versus big-time high school, look at Joey King and Jeff Aaron and those people, it's not much difference. And so we in the coach community are not surprised that Coach Witt has done so well. And, I mean, you know, I'm biased, and I got another full-time job, so I can say it. I hope they hire him because I just think he's a great guy. The guy, they're going to play really hard for him, and I think – he just put in a tough spot. To be an interim is a tough job.
Yeah.
But you focus on the players. You know, that's what it's got to be about. The game is for the players, not for the adults.
And he is a Georgia Southern alum, so you know it's in his heart. So
that's right.
Wish him all the best and congrats on that so far. All right, coming back, we got more scores for you, more updates from our reporters here as we get the sounds of the McEachern High School Band in the background. They're leading tonight, by the way. We have their scores and more when you continue with us here on this Friday night on your high school scoreboard show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Back inside our Midtown studios, Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. So glad you're with us for the High School Scoreboard Show your high school scoreboard show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we got a new sponsor this week, but want to thank all of our sponsors. First of all, QC Kinetics, Non-Surgical Regeneration, and Farm Bureau Insurance, and our new sponsor this week, Hoots Wings.
Yeah, Hoots Wings, baby.
Hoots Wings, your place for game day wings. And like I said, I will tell the boss that we want to have a team meeting at Hoots Wings, and he can pick up the tab.
I think that's a great idea.
I think that's excellent.
I'm in favor of that decision.
I think all the fellas are working hard out there tonight. I think they would all enjoy that. It's something we're going to have. Speaking of a guy who's working hard, because he's usually here behind the glass, but he's out of the game tonight. Dylan Matthews got an update from out of the east side.
This is a live sideline report.
Sam and Chris, Dylan Matthews here for the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9. The game still a back and forth affair here at Homer Sharp Stadium. Still a 10-9 game. Fourth quarter, 4 minutes left to go, and the Loganville Red Devils are trying to drive. This could be the last shot for them. We'll see what they can do. Eastside got a big stop on fourth down to get the ball back after Loganville was driving previously, but Loganville's defense came up big, forced the Eastside Eagles to punt, and now they are driving, like I said, just under 4 minutes to go here in the final quarter. We'll see what Loganville will do. I'll be back with the final update. 10-9 here, Homer Sharp Stadium. Eastside still hanging on to a slim lead, but Loganville is looking to change things and get a big region win on the road. This is Dylan Matthews for the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Dylan, for that update. That one's going down to the Y. He's got a cliffhanger.
Yeah, we might never get him back. He's been out of the game. It sounds like a great game.
Great game.
10-9, old school kind of game. Yeah, how about that?
Yep. He said it might be a slugfest kind of smash mouth old school kind of game, and sure enough, that's kind of what's happening.
You know, he laid it out earlier, but Loganville's 2-1 in the region, and Eastside's 1-2, and you know, loser of the game's going to have a tough time getting the playoffs. Just to be honest, because if Loganville loses, both of them be 2-2 in the region, but Eastside have a tiebreaker. Eastside loses, they're 1-3 now, and they don't have a tiebreaker over Loganville. You know, that's a big for the sake of making the playoffs and advancing in the playoffs. It's a big last couple minutes. Dylan's getting to watch down there.
Yeah.
In a game we're watching close, though, I see it busted open a little bit. Creekview's now 32-17 over River Ridge. You know, you mentioned that earlier, 17-13, River Ridge was winning.
Right, right.
And it went from 17-13 River Ridge winning to 32-17. River Ridge not winning.
Wow.
Oh. Really quickly. I'm not sure how exactly that happened, but I'm just watching the score. And looks like Creekview's kind of taking control of that here in the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter score also. They've been down all night. Kennesaw Mountain is up 15-14 over South Cobb. South Cobb's been leading the whole game.
And South Cobb hanging in there, man. What it's all about, Sam. You can't look always at those who's supposed to win stuff. South Cobb really struggling this year. Comes out and plays really well tonight. And, you know, they're one play away from winning this game, it looks like.
Yep, sounds like it. Don't know how much time is left. We'll be keeping an eye on that one to get a final score in that for you tonight.
Yeah, that should be good. I mean, there's just some really good games across. And now I'm looking at a game I'm just about ready to hit this buzzer on. I'm just itching to hit. But Pebblebrook is up 38-7 now. It's late in the third quarter.
Man.
That game's looks like to be progressing a little slower than some of the other ones, but still, Pebblebrook 38, East Coweta 7. I can't tell you. East Coweta got a good team now.
They do.
And Pebblebrook is just putting it on them. I mean, great job. In a game of near to me, my employer, Pickens beating Ridgeland 31-8 in the fourth quarter.
Okay. That's an impressive win coming up in that game. North Hall has beaten Lumpkin County 37-7. That one has gone final.
Dr. Hines and him can focus on that eating.
Go back to the pig picking or whatever they have up there.
100 butts, he said. They.
Yeah. Oh, that's plenty. That's plenty for after the game. And, you know, that's
tomorrow,
great.
Next week. I mean, how many folks are they feeding?
I don't know.
In a couple other games, Carrollton up now 63-7 over Paulding County. Harrelson County.
Yeah.
42. Callaway 14.
Wow.
Yeah, something don't write about that. I don't know. And then Roswell 34, Cherokee 7 at Cherokee. This game's in Canton. Roswell just really putting it on Cherokee tonight. Does that surprise you?
That really does. Really does. When I think about that game we talked from the top of the show about how they played last year, and that was a classic last year. You were hoping that maybe this game would turn out to be similar, But not happening tonight.
In the weekly, who gets the short straw of having to play Trinity Christian? We have Whitfield Academy, who's a very good team.
Right, right.
I mean, one of the teams we've highlighted this on the show and done some. In the middle of the third quarter, Trinity Christian winning 42-7. Trinity Christian, I know. I think Warner Robins is off tonight, but you see those same couple teams come up, and you just think, man,
yeah,
who drew the short straw and had to play them? Wow. In a Middle Georgia game, Dublin beating Wilcox County 49-0. That went final.
All right, all right. I think we got an update from Eric Slaughter. Got an update for us.
This is a live sideline report.
Sam and Chris, this is Eric Slaughter reporting live from the Den at North Paulding High School. And it's time to put the fours in the air as we're headed to the fourth quarter. The score now is the North Paulding Wolfpack 28, the Marietta Blue Devils 26. In the third quarter, North Paulding came out on fire, and running back Jalen Poe got into the end zone for the fourth time on the evening. The fourth quarter is going to be full of excitement. The bands are playing, the crowd is rocking, and it's going to come down to the wire here from North Paulding High. Reporting for the Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show, this is Eric Slaughter.
Thanks a lot, Eric. You got everything going on. The band rocking. I hear a wolf howl in the background.
How about
that? He just got all kind of things happening.
Hey, Sam. Look, I'm about to do it.
Uh-oh. Oh, you got what? What do you have? Uh-oh.
South Cobb kicked a field goal and beat Kennesaw Mountain 17-15.
You're kidding me.
17, South Cobb. Kennesaw Mountain 15 final, according to Cobb Football.
Man.
That's got to be one of the biggest upsets we've had all year.
That really is. That really is. I mean, that is unbelievable.
How about that?
The season that we've seen Kennesaw Mountain have and the wins they've had against the teams that they've beaten.
Yeah, and a good Kennesaw Mountain team, well-coached, good guys. They'll be back. But tonight it was all about South Cobb.
Yeah.
And the testament there for especially high school ball, but even in your college team you follow, whatever – every week is different.
Right.
You know, we saw Georgia State nearly beat Auburn. Then I saw Georgia State not play so well last week. You know, every week is different. And so commend those South Cobb guys. I'm telling you, Sam, when you're dealing with 15, 16, 17-year-olds and they're coming in the game 1-5 and they're playing somebody 6-0, they don't come out with the same intensity all the time. It's very difficult to get that team ready to play. So I don't know anything about this game. I'm just seeing the score.
Yeah.
But I'm really impressed. Hats off to South Cobb.
Yeah, Coach Thomas Hansen doing a great job there and his team getting the win. And, I mean, my goodness. So, that's their second win of the season. They beat Locust Grove to start the season. And then they had some tough opponents that came up. They had Pebblebrook. They had Lassiter. They had Allatoona. They had Pope and Kale. And you figure Kennesaw Mountain fits right in with that group. And they go out and they get the win. That's pretty impressive.
Awesome. And you know what else it does? It brings up one of my favorite topics to talk to you about on the show, the old three-way tie. Because now that Kennesaw Mountain has a loss, but they've beaten Allatoona, and they've beaten – you know, they beat somebody else beat somebody, and next thing you know, they're all tied for first place. And this game tonight made it that.
Yeah.
That you're going to find that this game changed the whole complexity – of that region.
Everybody in that region has a loss now, except for Pope.
Yeah, how about that?
And Pope is winning tonight.
And Pope, they
will be 4-0 in the region if they hang on and get the win tonight over Wheeler.
Yeah, how about that? Congratulations, South Cobb. Big win for them.
That is really big. That's really big them and for Coach Hansen to get that victory tonight. Fantastic victory here on this Friday night. And that's what we love to talk about. Sure, you have certain teams that are always there, always contending. But when you have a story like that and South Cobb goes out and gets that done tonight, that is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's a special night for those guys. It really is a special night when you get something like that. And, you know, North Paulding's now up 35-26 over Marietta. I'm surprised by that. You know,
I am too.
Mean, Marietta's had a great team and had a couple losses, but to really good teams. And Alpharetta 51, Woodstock 7 final. And then East Coweta did score. Now it's 38-14. Pebblebrook over East Coweta in the fourth quarter.
My goodness. My goodness. They are just rolling, and just you wouldn't expect that. But,
yeah.
But that is what's happening. Got Chattooga over Coosa. That is a final 40-3. They're winners in that game tonight. Chattooga playoff team last season. Kahala-Quick has gotten a score. I don't know how much time is left. Fourth quarter, Daresville's up 20-10 on the Coosa.
Kahala Creek?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, they're playing with house money now, Sam. As you mentioned early in the year, they've already broke the school record for wins.
School record for wins in a season.
So, I mean, they're playing with house money now at this point. In a game that you can follow in Cobb County, Lassiter 28, Sprayberry 21 going to the fourth quarter. You know, that's another game that might maybe didn't seem like it might factor as much, but now with Kennesaw Mountain losing, there's just a wrench thrown in that whole Cobb region, because that region, they have all Cobb County schools. They're all that 6A, all the Cobb County schools that aren't 7A basically are in that same region. And it might end up being a little tighter than it looked after tonight.
Yes, that's the thing. You watch and see what happens with those games that tighten up and those regions. Let me see. There's another one that I was looking at. I was looking for something else. Washington County seems like they were trailing in this game. Perry up 14-13. That's the third quarter score in that game now. And Perry was leading pretty good in that one. Let's see what Waco, see what they do. I think they're playing at their place too. That's another difficult place to get a win if you have to go on the road down there.
I'll tell you another one that's coming up is our buddy Kurt Miller keeps me updated on is Oconee County is now leading Hart County, middle of the fourth quarter, 28-7. So game started out really tight, and Oconee County's kind of pulled away. And that's what we were talking about, that you wanted to just see. You know, it wasn't a knock on Hart or Oconee County. I just wanted to see how Hart County played against what is already, we already know, one of the best teams in 3A.
Right.
And, you know, they hung with them, but it looks like Oconee County's going to pull away with the win.
Looks like it. We'll watch and see.
How about this one, Sam?
Which
one's didn't bring up the Sean Payton that Calhoun did to start the half.
Oh, yeah.
They kicked the onside kick. Garrett told us about that.
You ever call that to start the second half?
Oh, I called it a few times. I mean, I think I did it a few times where it worked, but it felt like every time I did it, I didn't get that Sean Payton effect. You know what I mean? there's a key part of that story, though, that's very interesting for football. Sean Payton made him swap the sides so they would kick the onside kick to his side, and that is accurate. You always throw a double pass or onside kick or stuff like that to your sideline, because it's always going to be tough if it goes 9.5 or 10 yards. That referee, you're going to tell him it's coming, he's ready for it. You know, you're going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Maybe like a halfback pass where it's got to be a backward pass first.
Right.
You put it on your side so you can tell that referee, hey, this is going to be a double pass, watch for it. They never going to throw that flag. But if they don't know it's coming, they can't quite remember what they saw. If it's close, you're going to be in trouble. So, you know, you got to get the onside kick going to your sideline, which I noticed Coach Stevenson had on that play. And that's a big get for Calhoun. Still a possession. I mean, that's what you're doing. Essentially, you'll get 12 possessions, and the other team will only get 10.
Right.
It's a big deal to get an onside kick.
Fantastic, fantastic. And now another thing, it makes sense to send it to that sideline to get you, you know, give yourself a better chance.
I mean, you know, if you can do it. I mean, obviously there's certain times it's not doable, but you there's little nuances like that you just learn from being around that can really make a difference.
Yeah. Make a difference in the outcome.
I don't know if I'm supposed to be telling all these secrets.
No, why not? Hey.
I'm going to get in trouble.
No, not at all. This is the fun of what we have. We're through the 9 o'clock hour, headed for the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to have more updates for you, more scores. If you missed our school days guest earlier, we're going to bring that back for you in this hour. You're going to get to hear Adam Pac-Man Jones talking about school days on the south side of town at Westlake. Great conversation with him. And, of course, more scores from our reporters who are updating throughout the metro area and your games tonight. Listen to the Grayson High School Band. You're listening to the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929thegame.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.